moment you've all been waiting for.
You what? Well,
that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Gosscast with myself, Ali Ryan, the CEO of Goss.ie, and our editor of Goss.ie, Kendra Becker. Hello.
Hello. It's been a long time since we recorded the pod together.
I know. I was literally thinking about this. Has it actually been a month? Do we think it's been a
month? I think it literally has been a month, yeah.
It's so sad. We haven't spilled the tea.
I've actually missed it, so I'm excited now.
I know. Like, talking through what's gone on during the week, it's like, it's sad when you don't have it anymore. I've been talking to myself. I was saying to you before we recorded this that, sorry if you can hear noises outside, because basically in my estate, these landscapers keep coming every feckin' week and trimming hedges, mowing the lawn, and in fairness, there is like a random build going on next door, so it's just like constant noise. So I'm sorry if you can hear like ee or that's what it is.
There also might be a random dog barking in the back of mine, so forgive us for
has any of your dogs ever come into your room during the podcast?
No, I always leave my door closed because there's just so much noise. I'm like, I need to try and get some sort of quiet.
That would be so cute though.
But one of my dogs is so loud though, you'd literally hear her if she was outside, so she might just make a breathing. Little cameo, you never know.
how's the weather down in Carlow now today?
It's actually not too bad today. I think it's like kind of worse up in Dublin, but it's actually nice today down in Carlow.
So yeah, the sun is like breaking through, but like the only activity I really do outside is bring my bins out, which is what I'm doing today. Like, calm down.
Woo!
So exciting. I'm like gonna throw a pair of jeans on, put on a top, go to my bin. It's very exciting. Yeah. Very exciting. Actually, this is so random, but there was like a sign left in like our communal area during the week being like, you know, the green bins are just for recycling, like don't put your normal rubbish in there. And then I was like, what? Like the only bins that we have in this whole estate are green. And I've only now, 1 year living here, realized there's another place for the building just for your own bins. So I've been putting like the general waste in recycling for the last 12 months.
Oh my God, no, that's so bad.
Like my landlord never showed me any of this when I moved in. He was never like, and here's where the refuse goes. I just saw this huge bin area. So I was always like, oh, that's the bins. No, no. So now I'm like, was that letter for me? Is it because
oh my God, shit. Actually, in my old apartment building, we got like a letter from the management or whatever. And it was like this, it was very dramatic, to be honest. And it was like about putting things in the right bin and stuff. And then like apparently, yeah, because there was a problem with the fact that the huge bin that everyone was putting their bins in, it like wasn't big enough for the building. So it kept like overflowing and bags would like fall out of it.
That's what's happening here.
Yeah. And like, I think some of the bags had fallen out of it and they were kind of like on the ground by the bin. And someone like went through one of the bags and found...
Oh my God.
Found a receipt for Boojum that had my name on it.
Of
and
course,
I basically got like
receipt.
Exposed for having, and like I didn't even mean to like leave the bin there. It just fallen over because it was overflowing. But I literally got exposed for having a Boojum receipt. So yeah.
Oh my God. It's very embarrassing. Did you feel personally attacked for your food?
I did. I was like, oh my God, I felt so embarrassed. I was like,
but you know
sorry.
Do you know what it is as well? It's because of lockdown, people are more at home. So there's just more and more rubbish building up. I'm like, do I need to contact them and be like, lads, we need more bins? Because it's every, I sound like
yeah,
such
true,
talking
actually.
About this, but like every Thursday I know when the bins come. So I'm like waiting up here, looking at my window. And once I know the bins are gone, I'm like, right, let's dart down. Because when it comes to like the start of next week, all the bins will be full. And
oh
I'm
yeah
full.
Like it's literally overflowing.
You'd miss country life now for things like this. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't get that down the country. You throw the bins out the front, good luck, never hear about it again. You have to like sit in it, and then clearly I've been putting them in the wrong bins. I literally feel like that letter was to me. So if you live in my estate,
you're like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive
I'm
me.
Sorry. Before we go into all our stories, I have to mention about how obsessed I've become with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like, it has
I
been...
I need to properly watch it. I haven't gotten into it.
I'm on season 3 now. So basically, season 1 and season 2 are on Netflix. I'm really trying to get one of them to come on to the Goss Chats, our weekly video show. But it's created like a whole new fan base again. And for some reason, I actually only watched season one and two, whatever year it was when it was on Bravo. They're the only
seasons it's been going for years, hasn't it?
Years. So I've just finished season three and about to go on season four, and like I just can't cope. Like the drama in the shows, right? And then the reunions, like, oh my god, you need like popcorn to watch the reunions. Like it's so dramatic. And I'm just like, the thing is, sometimes I'm like, ah, that's so fake. But you know what? I think if you put any group of women together with alcohol and in front of cameras at dinner, I think you would actually have these scraps. Like, they're literally,
oh my god, 100%, yeah.
Like, imagine if me and you did a reality show. Now, you would actually be so good. You would just sip your wine and just stare at people. But you would definitely have girls going like, what does that mean, Kendra? Why are you looking like that? And
you'd
be
Why are you such a bitch?
Yeah, no, seriously. If you need to, please watch it and then call me again, because you're going to be like, I like the drama. Like, you would definitely be the quiet one. I would definitely be crying half the time or screaming. So I think I'd be TV gold. Like, people would hate me. I would be so annoying. Because I actually, a few years ago, was asked to do a reality TV show, which I didn't do.
Oh my god, what one?
I won't say on the podcast. But a friend of mine works in reality TV. And he was like, would you ever do? And he was like, would you ever do it? And I was like, no. And then he suggested one. And I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, I just know what I'm like. Imagine me around a group of girls, Kendra. Like, come on. Like, the drama.
Yeah, no, people would think you were crazy, like.
crazy bitch. And you know, I'm so honest, so like I wouldn't be able to hold back. And you know, the thing I love about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills as well is the confessionals, because they're looking back and they're like, well, she was acting like a bitch and I think she's a loser. And then they play it in the reunion and they're all sitting there and they're like, why did you call me a bitch and a loser? And she's like, it was a joke. And then they're like, no, it wasn't. And it's just like the drama of the confessionals alone, it's just so good. But I think if you're being paid enough money, you probably would drum up a bit of drama, because Yolanda Hadid is in it. You know, Bella and
what's she like in it?
When she first joined, she was very like calm and Mother Earth-ish. She's Dutch. She's very quiet. But then she'll randomly throw up some drama. So I'm starting to think I'm only going into season four now, but I think she's doing drama to stay on the show, because she doesn't really feel like that type of person. But then the odd time she'll be like, you were supposed to be my friend, and then you're like, what? Like, you've no problem with anyone. She randomly brings up a problem. But it is so good. It's so addictive. Like, sometimes I can't even look at the TV. Like, I'm sitting here on my own, like, cringing. I'm like, oh my god, stop it. I can't. Because they're just screaming at each other, or they're getting so drunk. Like, do you remember that girl from Love is Blind? What was her name?
Jessica.
Yeah. It's like that with all of them. You're just like, no, like, the producer needs to take that wine away. Like, Brandy Glandeville, there's a good episode where she's like, you can't even hear what she's saying. She's so locked. This is what I was saying. Like,
but
imagine,
like,
you kind of love
to see it, though. Like, remember when Love Island used to be like that, where they were, like, allowed drink more?
Locked.
Like, it was so much more juicier.
But, like, there's literally been about four interventions throughout these series already, where people have had to literally go to rehab because they're like, watching back the series, I've realized now, like, I have a drinking problem. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking do. Because
Americans can be so dramatic, though. Like, they'll have, like, one drunken night and they'll be like, I need to get help.
I need to go to rehab. We see the thing about Californians in particular as well, no shade, I know and love you all, but, like, they're always drinking and they're, like, on Prozac and they're on like Xanax, so like, yeah, this is why. And there's so many and they're all so skinny as well, like, do you know what I mean? But there's a few episodes where it's like, I'm not inebriated, I'm just on Lexapro and Xanax, and they're like listing all their medication and you're like, oh god. And they're like, they can barely speak, and then they're like, I'm worried that she might be using again. And then like one of them gets accused of using crack cocaine, but she's like, it's just
what?
My medication. Like, it's,
oh my god, I
so
need to start watching this.
Especially because you like LA too. It's such a good mix, because you have the Beverly Hills life. And have you seen any of the episodes?
I watched the first one the other day because it just popped up on Netflix and I was like, oh, watch this. But
Kim and Kyle are Paris Hilton.
I knew
aunts.
Who they were already. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny, like, every few seasons, like, something really dramatic happens to one of the housewives and they just never return. And then the next season, there's these new housewives. You're like, oh my god, what happened to them? So I keep, like, researching them. Like, some of the main characters just disappear. There's no exit. It's like, they're gone. But they're it's because, like, something comes out in the press. Like, the thing I love about the show is, like, if there's rumors in the press about each other, they bring it up. You know, I love that kind of reality where they're not pretending they're not on a reality show. Like, they'll literally be like, this is just for the cameras. Like, they'll say it on camera. So, like, there's a good few cheating scandals and stuff. And you can see that, like, I know this from just talking to people who work in reality, though, right? There's so many times where drama happens because the producer would be like, you need to mention this happened last night. And they'd be like, oh, I don't want to. Because remember even with Love Island?
Like they're told last season, to bring things back
up. Wasn't it Tommy and Molly Mae? Molly Mae was told to ask Tommy about the number. Do you remember he had taken the girl's phone number in the shop? Anton.
It was Anton.
Yeah, but remember Molly, apparently afterwards, Molly Mae said the producers made her ask Tommy on camera when they were having dinner about it. So, like, I do think that does happen a little bit, but in this one, the women are so calculated and manipulated that they also pull each other aside before the cameras roll and they go, you should bring this up. And then the cameras roll and they're like, Lisa just pulled me aside and told me to bring this up. And everyone's like, oh, it's just like, oh, it's so good.
Oh my god. Yeah, I was watching the first episode the other day and I think my brother walked in. He was like, why is Kelsey Grammer on this? I was like, I do not know.
God, you can tell that there was trouble there though before they split. Oh my god, the drama.
The tea. So no, good. I need to properly watch it now.
No, it's so good.
I will.
You will watch it. And speaking of reality TV, we have Christine on from Selling Sunset on the next episode.
Oh my god, I'm so excited for this.
So excited. So today is Thursday, I'm recording it on Friday, and I'm like, ho ho, the drama. Because the guy who created Selling Sunset is the same guy who created The Hills. So there's such a good team behind it. I'm dying to like get to like...
Yeah, what's his name? Adam DeBello, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm dying to hear the gossip. And just to, like, know about the houses, like, give me one. Give me a house.
She'll be a good interview. Move. Like, she'll give you a bit of juice now, I think.
A bit of tea. Yeah, because she recently was on This Morning in the UK, and she said that the whole story about her and her fiancé was, like, faked for the show. So there's definitely things that aren't real. Oh my God. My job is to find out what's true, what's not.
I'm excited.
I'm feeling very dramatic. I'm feeling very dramatic today. But yeah, we'll kick things off anyway. Last week's podcast was with Kiki Fitness, which was so good and it went down so well. And we were chatting all about sexism and gender inequality. But one of the things we kind of tipped on that we want to talk about today was internet trolling. So like me and you have like mentioned this a good few times in the podcast. Yeah. Just like the kind of stuff that goes on. And I feel like for the last 2 years, it's kind of been brushed aside. Like there was an anonymous Instagram page. There's been toxic Facebook groups. Everyone kind of knows about it. But I've never really seen people come together and actually call people out and be like, it's time for this to end. But it's kind of happened now over the last 2 weeks. And most recently, what happened with Shannon. Like the whole thing just sounds so crazy. So explain what happened.
Yeah, so... it's absolutely insane. So people would know her on Instagram as Big C and Me. Her name is Shannon Joyce and she's a 2-time cancer survivor. And she's kind of shared her story on Instagram and she's gained like a really big following. She has over like 60,000 followers on Instagram now. And as a result of her cancer treatment, she's basically infertile. And earlier this week, she got a package in the post with 3 baby grows in it. And
I think at first she
thought it might be from a brand or something, and
like
then she quickly realized that it was actually meant like to hurt her, and that someone had found her address and sent it to her like meaning to upset her. And she basically got a message saying, so after she had put up a photo of the baby grows, she got a message basically saying, enjoy them, but it's a shame you'll never get to use them. And it's just like, I actually couldn't believe like how someone could be so awful. It's insane.
So cruel. So cruel. Yeah, because I was watching her stories and like, in fairness, she didn't even jump to the conclusion that it was on purpose. Like who would ever think that someone would be so cruel? And then when she got that message, and the worrying thing about that as well is the fact that someone went to the efforts of finding her home address. Like
That freaks me out.
And she got really upset about it. And like the thing is, like she wouldn't be someone I would even look at and say like she's controversial. Because you know what I mean? There are some personalities online let's say, like, Katie Hopkins, stuff like that, right? Whereas sometimes, like, I still think no one deserves to get hate, right? But if Katie Hopkins is out there spewing hate, sometimes when I see hate in return, I'm like, well, you know, what does
you would
she expect?
Expect it, yeah.
Yeah, but for someone like Shannon, who literally uses her page to...
For good.
Vocalize, yeah, like, to talk about cancer, everything she's gone through, she's very vulnerable on it. Why would anybody in the world feel the need to do something so horrible?
Mm. And the scary thing is, it like, and she said this herself on her story, it's probably someone that knows her, because how else would they get her address?
Yeah, exactly. It must be someone that knows her. And it's funny because I found lockdown to be different, right? I'm seeing a lot of people saying that lockdown for them has shown them more trolls. I personally have felt the opposite. For the first time ever, I actually feel I have like a little bit of support. It's normally the opposite. But for some reason, there's other people that are getting so much hate. And they're saying they think it's because people are bored. They're sitting at home. They're frustrated. And they're just using like Instagram or Facebook or Twitter as an outlet just to kind of give out. But it's just so annoying, because this is what I knew was going to happen. After Caroline Flack took her own life and everyone was talking about the Be Kind campaign, I remember thinking back then, this is not going to last. Like, people are so quick to forget. And I guarantee you, the person who sent her that probably put up a post about Caroline when she died.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, we've spoken about this before. It all stems from these toxic Facebook groups, and I know there's been Instagram pages in the past before, but it's these Facebook groups, and if you go into them, it's just bizarre the way these people go on about people that they don't know. It's like, baffles me. And the things that they say, and it's not as if they're just like, oh, giving out about someone posting an ad. It's personal attacks on people, their appearance, like, you know, their livelihood. It's just insane.
I remember there was a thread about me before in one of those groups. Now, it wasn't even that hurtful. I was like, oh, fuck off. But it was a whole thing about how shit my tan looked. And I remember, like, loads of people were commenting.
Oh my God, I remember that. The neck.
Yeah, the neck. I loved that shirt dress I wore, though. I wonder what that is. But I remember, but you know what I mean? It was like the end of, you know, you've used a tan for a few days. It needed a good scrubbing off, I'm sure. But like, why did
people
feel the need?
But like, who gives a shit that your tan wasn't looking well? Like, who cares?
Do you know what? It was the day of the Meghan and Harry visit, wasn't it? That's what it was. That's why we were out in the streets. Yeah, it was that day on the streets. It was that day. So I was like so excited. Because I remember I kind of felt kind of shit, but I put up the photo anyway. And then everyone was like, the hockey, basically. But like, I just don't think people understand what that does to people. Like, I was talking to Quirks 96FM on Monday, and they had me on to talk about the trolling side of things. And they were just asking, like, why do you think influencers get it so bad? And like, I remember even a couple of years ago being on a press trip with a few bloggers who I won't name, but they had found out they were in this group, this Facebook group, and they were all in it anonymously, and they were seeing stuff that was being written about them. And like, one of the worst things about these groups is that they really comment on people's mothering styles, which I just feel is like crossing the line.
Yeah.
You know, calling people a bad mother, or, you know, they're not looking after their kids, or suggesting there might be abuse. Like, comments like that, like, they can destroy people's lives. Like, not even just upset them, but like, imagine if social services got a call because something was said on a Facebook group. Like, there's just a few things that I think goes too far. I do understand people want to comment on maybe how you dress, or someone gets their hair done, they don't like the new color. I can kind of understand people speaking about that, because these are influencers that they follow, they watch them go shopping, they watch them get their hair done. I kind of understand that conversation. But like, mothering skills, looking fat, not having nice tan, who do you think she is? Like, why does it have to cross over to that?
And also, like, sure, these people put themselves out online, but like, they only share what, maybe like 20 minutes of their day, if they're like people that usually speak on stories or something. Like, you don't actually know them just because they, you think that they're speaking to you through a camera. Like, you don't know the person.
So, and I think the other thing is that has always really surprised me about this is just how heightened it is in Ireland compared to other countries. Like, I've literally spoken to influencers in New York, celebrities in LA, people who are buying million-dollar homes, right, from their followers, like YouTubers, people in the UK even, like Made in Chelsea stars. they are not getting like 1/100th of the abuse that goes on in Ireland. Like, it's actually insane. Yeah. If you compare the earnings of some of the people that are being attacked on these Facebook pages to some of the earnings of the people in America who genuinely are, you know, buying their houses mortgage-free millions because of their audience. Yeah. And they're never questioned. Like, not as much as they are here.
I think it's literally because Ireland is so small, and like people may say like, oh, I actually, my cousin knows blah, blah, blah. Mm. And they said she's a bitch, or like that kind of thing.
It's, yeah, like, it's a small
it's
town.
It's that like people are more accessible, I think.
It's small town mentality, I definitely think. And there's so much jealousy because, you know, if they see a blogger is getting a free pram and they live down the road from them, they're like, well, why am I getting a free pram? You know what I mean? It's like that kind of,
yeah,
I don't like that she's getting that. But I'm just like, I'm getting frustrated because I just don't know when things are going to change. Because even at the moment, like, I'm obviously getting loads of positive messages since I started talking about gender inequality and stuff. But I'm also fully aware that tomorrow morning I could wake up to 500 negative messages. Like, you just never know, you know, no matter how hard you try to put things across in a good way, someone somewhere will get offended about something. And it's just so difficult. But then at the same time, I see other girls, in particular women out there, who I've seen trash people, I've seen them slam people, they've talked about me, they've talked about other influencers, and they have this really loyal following and everyone's being lovely to them. And like, in the last 2 weeks there's been a good few people coming out, you know, talking about trolling. And some of the people that I've seen like standing up for certain people and stuff, they have been on these pages themselves. So I'm a bit like, this is fucking ironic. Like, why are you coming out saying that's terrible when I've literally seen you say something way worse?
I suppose, you know, it's that saying where like, you don't really know what it's like until it happens to you.
Taste of your own medicine, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, like, you literally just don't know what it feels like until, like, you start getting talked shit about online, you know?
But that's the thing, like, yeah. I remember, I've said that to you before, like, when I first started out in journalism, like, I never in a million years would have questioned writing about anything. Now, I was always hypersensitive about hurting people's feelings. Like, I was always like that from the very beginning. Like, I remember even when I started in newspapers, my parents were like, how are you going to sleep at night when like you have to write something mean? And I remember being like, oh, I don't know. So I used to try and avoid it as much as I could, and I never ever wrote anything purposely mean. But you know, I had to like out a few breakups and stuff like that, and you know, people who maybe weren't ready to tell the world they'd broken up with someone, I had to write stories about that. Like, that was my job at the time. But I kind of became known for like being really nice, because I would contact someone and be like, hey, look, my editor know that you broke up with your boyfriend, it could be done this way, like you're heartbroken, or let's just do an interview and it's all, let's get it from your side. That's kind of what I started doing, and that's kind of how it got on so well with celebrities and stuff, because I never was like trying to fuck them over. But when stuff started getting written about me online, and it was obviously, you know, tiny, tiny, tiny percentage compared to like celebrities, I kind of was like, fuck, this is shit. Like, it's actually horrible being questioned. But at least when it's a journalist and it's a newspaper or it's a publication like us, like, we would always check the facts. We would contact people. The problem with Facebook groups or Instagram pages is that people randomly throw out the most outlandish claims.
Yeah, and then you can say anything. Out there. Yeah.
And then they're there forever. And they're stuck there for like the rest of your life. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, calling someone, if you said someone had an affair, like me and you, we've seen people stories over the last 2 years, you know, certain influencers saying they claimed an affair was going on. Another influencer had been accused of using drugs. Remember when that happened as well? Yeah. And a couple of them have come out and they've spoken about it and they felt the need to defend themselves. And I just feel really sorry for them that they even had to do that. They shouldn't even have to speak about it. Like, things like that shouldn't be allowed to even be written on social media. Like, if you're not able to back it up, I think it's insane to put it anywhere public.
Yeah, I think a huge part of the problem is like Facebook and Instagram are like, they need to have some sort of dedicated team that review these kind of things, because they obviously don't. Like, yeah, we know for a fact that there's these Facebook groups that exist that have been contributing to the online bullying of so many people for years, and they're still there. Like, what can you do about it? Nothing, because Facebook don't care.
There's a few different problems with Facebook. Like, number one, because they're based in San Francisco, they don't actually have to abide by our defamation laws. And I know that this is something that Irish government have spoken about, that they want to bring it to Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know how they're going to do it, but you kind of have to lobby social networking to follow your rules. That's one of the big issues. And then the second issue is like, yeah, the monitoring shit. They're just not monitoring things. But it's not like we're talking about celebrities and influencers like that. Think about like the kids that are in school right now. They can have a private group set up tomorrow about them calling them a slut, and like, will that get deleted? Probably not. Like, you know, you hear all these stories about girls being bullied through groups, boys being bullied through groups. You know, it's all anonymous, it's all private, so parents can't see it. Like, yeah, you're right. Like, I think if social media was different, there would be a lot less cases of this. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there should be a way. Because I know, isn't there a new feature now on Instagram that if you try to write something mean, they'll like prompt a question? It's like, are you sure you want to write this?
Yeah.
Now, sure? I haven't seen it because I'm never like, fuck you, bitch, on anyone's comments. Yeah. So I've never seen
but
it. But
that's the thing, though. Like, I just don't understand those kind of people. Like, I would never, ever in a million years think like, oh, I'm going to comment now. Like, what? It makes no sense.
Do you know what's funny, right? I've never commented on anyone's thing except during lockdown when Evangeline Lilly was like, fuck you, I'm not going to wear a mask, I'm not going to social distance. Do you remember the very beginning of quarantine?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I actually was so disgusted because she's so many followers and I just was like, this is so mean. So I commented being like, this is a disgrace.
Oh my God, like, did you?
Yeah, I've never commented on anything. Now, I wasn't like, fuck you, you bitch. I was just like, you need to follow the guidelines. It's really wrong to use your platform for the wrong reasons. And to be honest, I've bit my tongue quite a lot during lockdown because there's a lot of influential people I've seen flouting the rules and doing things that personally I believe is putting people's safety at risk. So like there has been a few times I've been like, oh, I really want to say something, but I haven't. But the Evangeline Lilly thing drove me nuts. But like, I think that's different. Like if you're using your, you know, pro platform to tell fans to do something that's against the law, like, yeah. I think it might be okay to comment
no,
on
like
that,
it's very different, like, doing that rather than being like, you look horrible. Like,
you look horrible. You know? And that's the thing, like, me and you over the years, we've seen so many influencers have to put up with that, like the absolute state of you or why does your hair look like that. I remember someone messaging me once saying that my teeth were rotten and I was like so self-conscious about my teeth and I was like, fuck's sake, someone's after noticing because I hate my teeth on camera. And I was like, why? And when they said
like,
that,
that's
I kept
just
thinking
so horrible.
About it. I know, yeah. I kept thinking about it then. But like, I feel like at this point, I'm really like, I don't give a shit. Like, you know, I really love Vogue Williams because when she gets a troll, she's basically, she calls them out, she calls them whatever. She really stands up for herself. And I'm starting to feel that there's a bit of a change going on because normally these influencers, I actually used to get quite annoyed the way people weren't calling out Facebook groups. It's like everyone was so scared of them.
Everyone was kind of tiptoeing around it. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas I feel over the last week or two, they're starting to be like, do you know what? This isn't okay. And when all those pages started, when the Facebook group started, when that anonymous Instagram page was huge, I remember thinking, if the biggest influencers all just banded together and came out and said, this is not okay, I really thought it would have changed everything. But everyone stayed so quiet and tiptoed and didn't really comment. And it just, the whole thing got out of control. So I think if we're to prevent something like this happening again, the likes of Pippa, you know, the likes of Rosie, like seeing them come out and say, this is wrong, I do think it will influence people to not do it as much. If they're like, shit, everyone's now saying this is bad, maybe it is bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I think like something is going to have to be done until like, something really horrible could happen and then people realize, oh my God, like this shouldn't be happening, this is wrong, like it shouldn't take something like that to happen either,
like a Caroline Flack situation.
Just, yeah, like people should just know that it's not right. And
but I remember during the days of that Instagram page, you will note I never have ever named it because I don't even want to give it any credit, but there, like, I knew everyone who was involved in that, as in everyone who got mentioned. Like, I was on it 6 times, I think, as well. But I can tell you, hand on heart, nearly everyone that was on that at some point was on the phone bawling their eyes out to me. Like, they literally, their life was, like, in tatters.
Oh, my God, it was no horrible. One... I even, like, I remember that time. And, like, yeah, just from sitting on the sidelines, like, it was a really, really awful time for a lot of people. And I think a lot of people don't really understand how seriously it affected people. And like, you can say, you can come out and say like, oh, don't worry, guys, it doesn't really affect me. But like, it somehow like does get into your like subconscious and like it does affect you, even if you have thick skin.
like, the thing is, their amount of influences even around that time that, like, stopped going to events, they stopped going to concerts. Like, I hadn't seen loads of them in ages, and when I would see them, they'd be like, I actually just can't face people anymore. Like, even I was like, if I was at an event and I saw someone with their phone, I'd literally be like, is someone taking a photo? Like, I was always so on edge, and I think everyone felt like that. And I always kind of bring it down to basics right now that I have, like, little baby nephews I'm obsessed with, right? You watch when babies are starting to grow up. All they want, right, is to feel loved and accepted. And babies really want to see you're watching them all the time, you know, that you're paying attention and that they're important. And I think those kind of things stick with you forever. Like, even as a 30-year-old woman or 40-year-old woman, you want people to like you. Like, you can say as much as you want, I don't give a shit what people think. But of course you want people to like you. You want to feel accepted. You're taking a risk by putting yourself out on a big platform like Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is, and then to all of a sudden have thousands of people being like, you're shady, or you're ugly, or you're a shit mom, or you're a fraud. You're going to be affected no matter how strong you are.
It's the equivalent of, like, I know it's different because it's through your phone and you're looking at comments, but it's the exact same as 30 people standing outside your house being screaming, like, you're shit, you're ugly, like, you know.
Yeah, what do they call it? You know, getting your pitchforks. Like, that's what it feels like. You literally feel attacked. And the thing is, when those pages were really big, something would get put up on a page, right, that had no backing, no evidence. 9 times out of 10, as far as I'm aware, most of that stuff was false. So you'd have all these false claims. You'd be too scared to stand up for yourself in case they'd come back at you again and try to say something else. And then on top of that, you'd have a couple of hundred people messaging you afterwards or, like, commenting. Like, do you even remember, like, the first, one of the first Gossies, was it the second Gossies? We had this huge drama because a blogger came out and slammed the whole awards. The same blogger who now, you know, is an advocate for no online bullying, but she was happy to do it with us. But I remember, I don't know if you remember this, Kendra, that everyone used to go onto our Facebook page for a week and they rated our page down to 0. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. That was, like, a really horrible time.
That was, like, horrendous.
We were just working so hard at the time, and we were just like, this is so unfair that it's, like, our work is being kind of shot on.
Discredited. But this is what annoys me, and I did tweet about it, and I Instagrammed about it last week. There are some people now coming up playing, you know, not playing the victim. Like, some of them are victims, but, like, they're forgetting the damage that they've done. Like, there's multiple people that have slammed the Gossies. If you just Google it right now, if you're listening, you will find the blog posts. And they discredited us. They accused us of not being legitimate. They said that we were worthless. Like, a few different people have written this. But these are the same people who are now coming out saying that online bullying is wrong. How is that any different? Like, I'd love someone to explain to me, why is it okay to claim that, like, the awards are fixed, to shit on our, like, sweat, blood and tears? Like, it's not okay. And I think this is what my point is. No one is perfect, and we all have to take responsibility for ourselves. It's wrong for anyone to feel attacked, but you do have to ask yourself, when you are attacked, have I done this to someone else? Have I put that little seed somewhere that started a thread on boards.ie? Have I put something up on my blog or on my Facebook or on my Instagram that started a rumor? Like, you really have to take responsibility for yourself. And, like, I'm not perfect either. Like, I'm sure in the past I've put something up. Now, I have been very careful. I know I've never named anyone. And even here talking, people are probably like, who the fuck is she talking about? Like, I try to never name names, which is quite different from other people. But still, I'm always trying to be as careful as I can not to start a whole new, like, pitchfork scenario.
Yeah. I don't know. I just find the whole thing so, like, baffling. And, like, I can't even imagine what it's like to be at the receiving end of it all, like, as an actual person.
Yeah. It's horrible. Like, that year, was that the second Gossies? It must have been. I can't even remember when it was. Was it the second one? But yeah, what I was going to say was, I just remember at that time of the Gossies, right? This is kind of before Facebook groups were as big. And my dad called me and he was like, have you seen boards.ie? I was like, no. Like, why would I be ever on boards.ie? And my dad was like, you may want to have a look. There's some really nasty things being said about you. And I was like, oh God. And I went on and there was like a 40 page thread about me, about the Gossies. And like, when it was all about before the Gossies, leading up to the Gossies, and then during the Gossies, when the Gossies actually happened, they all started talking about what I was wearing, and everyone was like, she looks so trashy, the absolute state of her, she looks like a hooker, like blah blah, and like my family were like watching this thread. I was like, well, this is embarrassing. But I remember like the person at the time who kickstarted all of this, she like went onto her Snapchat and shared a link to the thread and was like, haha, this is the funniest thread I've ever seen. Like, what? The anxiety, yeah. The anxiety that caused me at the time, like, she'll never know what she did. And it just annoys me.
Oh my
me
God, I didn't know that.
Did you not?
Oh, no, yeah. I don't think you ever told
I
me
have
that.
Receipts. And you know I have other receipts to that situation because I've told you. I have multiple receipts. But I just don't play like that. And I just said nothing and I didn't do anything about it. But when that other Instagram page kind of got outed and everything came out about what, 2 years ago, she was one of the big advocates saying how wrong it was. And I literally nearly like choked on my own saliva. I was like, is this a joke? So what my point, and this isn't like to shade anyone, my point is with this whole situation is, yes, stand up for people. Yes, say be kind. But you really need to check yourself. You need to ask yourself, are you contributing to the problem? Like, are you sharing negative stuff on social media? Are you screenshotting people's Instagrams and bitching about them in Facebook groups? Like, you can't do that and also be like, oh my God, I feel so sorry for that girl. That's terrible. Like, you are the reason these things are happening, you know? Like, me and you, we're not in those groups. And when we were before, it was to monitor things. I know neither of us ever took part in the kind of conversation. And to be honest, I don't actually know anyone in any of those groups that actively partakes. None of my close friends are in those groups.
No, neither do I.
But I do just feel there's still so many people. Like, do you know how many people are in that main group? Because I haven't been on that in years. Before you got kicked out.
I totally got kicked out. Lol. I think there's literally like 40,000 people in it. Or is it 20,000? Multiple thousands, anyway.
Really?
But like crazy. A lot of them, I'd say, are in it just to kind of see what's being said. Like, that was literally why I was in it before. But
yeah,
there's still like hundreds, if not thousands, that actively like contribute to online bullying and like bullying people online.
But they're also in that group being like, RIP Caroline Flack, be kind.
Mm.
Like,
exactly. That's the reason I literally called them out before.
I just think it's so creepy that they were obviously following you on Twitter and found your call out and then
like, I know,
kicked you out of the
I was
group.
Like,
like, who are they? That terrifies me.
Who are they?
But yeah, that's just my point.
Good luck to them.
I just think it's wrong what happened to Shannon. Obviously was terrible. There's been other stuff happening. It's going around like at the moment for some reason. I don't know if people are bored or what's happening, but it's there, it's present, it shouldn't be ignored. And I definitely think if more people just start being quite vocal about how wrong it is, the quicker this kind of stuff is going to come to an end. Because it's like a bully in school. If you let it happen and watch on the sidelines, it's going to keep happening. Do you know what I mean? You have to stand up for someone, or, you know, I don't know, stand up for yourself, but stand up for other people too. Like, I think this industry is quite bad for that. It's rare enough you'll see everyone being like, this is terrible. So that's why I thought it was really good after what happened to Sharon, that like all of this happened, that people were like, you know what, this is wrong.
Yeah, and I think like the message really is, if you see something like that, even like someone has a nasty comment under their photo or something, maybe reply to them and be like, do you actually feel good that you just commented that? Like, call it out so that they're like, oh, Jesus, like, scarlet for me.
That's why I love Vogue. Vogue does that. I think Roz Purcell does that sometimes. Holly Carpenter. There's a few girls that, like, are well able. They're like, do you know what? But that doesn't mean that they're not offended or affected by the comment. But they're just quite good at, like, immediately calling them out. And I think it's important to call out trolls. Dearen Garrahy, I know she has done it. Louise Cooney did it during the week. Remember someone said they hoped her family got coronavirus. Like, I mean, Jesus.
It's
seriously
insane.
Like, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard, that someone would say that.
I know. And the annoying thing is they always do it from these fake accounts. You have no idea who the person is, but it is a real person.
Could be someone next door. Like, that's what's scary. Crazy. You actually don't know. Even, like, on my account, it really freaks me out when, like, people are following me and, like, answering my polls that have no face. And, like, they're not actually following me. They're just, like, on my stories. I'm like, who are you?
I always block those people.
Yeah, I've tried to, but like, there's a few hundred of them now. Like, I don't know. Whenever I see them, I do block it. But sometimes they like answer my polls. I'm like, why are you answering my polls?
Like, it's literally, like, it's someone's Finsta. Like,
it's a Finsta. I'm like, is this a girl who doesn't like me? Is this like a crazy ex? I'm like, someone tell me, like, who is this? Or is it, because sometimes, in fairness, I've noticed some people have followed me with no name or whatever, but like, then they'll message me one day and it's like a nice woman called Mary that lives in like Galway and they just don't have a face on it. Do you know what I mean? And then I'm like, oh, right, fair enough. So I don't want to block everyone because some people just don't like putting their faces on it. Like, but I find it really weird.
Yeah, no, it's creepy.
It does kind of creep me out. But yeah, we'll wrap it up on that topic anyway, which is an important one. But yeah, we've been chatting for ages. So I think what we should just talk about now before going into everything else, we'll just do Tristan and Chloe because I'm offended. I'm personally offended.
Yeah. But we literally called this months ago. So are we surprised? Like, no.
You know that video?
Hurt and disappointed? Yes.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, I feel like I've been cheated on by him. All over again. I'm shook. Like, do you know the way that clip is so famous now for being like, liar? Like, I feel like saying that to her now. I want to scream it in Chloe's face. Like, no. Just no.
So in case you haven't heard, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are apparently giving their relationship another try. Saw it coming, not surprised. But this comes only a year after his huge Jordan Woods scandal where he was basically caught kissing Jordan Woods at a house party, which was like the biggest celebrity scandal probably in the last 10 years. Like, literally. I was shook over it. But yeah, apparently they're giving the relationship another go. Chloe, you probably saw on Instagram that she had her 36th birthday last weekend. And apparently they looked very coupley at the party. And it was very clear that they were back together at it. So I'm just like, oh, Chloe.
So who was at this party?
I think like all the fam. There was photos of Rob. This was so funny. The amount of people like thirsting over Rob in the comments on Chloe's photos.
He did look well. He does look well.
I'm like, get it, Rob.
I'm like, it's only taken you 6 years, but like, you've got back to who you are. I am dying to see him. I hope he's going to be on the next season.
Because when I was watching like all the old episodes of Kardashians, like at the start of lockdown, like he was hot. So I'm
hot.
Like, hey, Rob. Like all the comments were like, ooh, hello, Rob.
So, I feel bad for him because I feel like, I know it was kind of his choice, but he kind of was like exited out of the family for a while. Like anytime we even write about like the Kardashian-Jenner clan, I don't even think we mention Rob because he's just never a part of things, never comments on things. He's not on Instagram. Remember, he got blocked for like that revenge porn. He'd like put up photos of Black China.
In fairness though, I think he has had like a lot of serious issues with his mental health, so like he probably was just rightfully taking himself out of all that.
But it's nice though, because anytime the girls speak about him, they're always like, he's an amazing father. So it sounds like he's been like spending a lot of time with Dream and genuinely just like being a dad. Like, it doesn't sound like he's been off partying or anything. Like, it sounds like he has just been doing his own thing. You know what I mean? And now to see that he's like gotten fit again and he's he looks really happy and healthy.
Yeah. No, I'm delighted for him.
And like, what's his story?
It does seem like he's edging back into like life, celeb life.
I would love him to get with someone so random but so famous and just have them on the show then. Like, I'd be shook. Like, imagine he got with Tristan's ex, Jordy. I would drop dead.
Oh my god, dead. Sorry, you can
hear Jordan Woods.
All my dogs barking in the background.
I can't hear them.
Oh, you'll probably hear it on the thing.
Imagine he got with Jordan Woods.
Oh my god, stop.
Sorry,
no,
that's like a
never.
Sorry, he got with Black China, Kendra, when she was when she was Kylie's number one enemy. So like,
oh my god,
it wouldn't shock me if he then got with, like, that would be a plot twist. I would drop dead. That would be like mic drop. Don't even play the
season.
Like,
no plot twist could ever shock me. Like that Tristan and Jordan thing. Like,
I know.
I was sitting down, I fell off my chair. Like, it was insane.
Oh, I fell off my sunbed in LA. I literally was like, I was genuinely sipping a drink. This sounds so pompous, but I was like having a Prosecco in the Roosevelt by the pool. And I swear to God, I nearly choked on the Prosecco. I was like, because you texted me and then I saw Ciara Gallici tweeting about it and I was like,
it was
no.
like 11 p.m. at night and I was in like Ireland. Just about to go to sleep and I was like, sure.
But we were, do you mean, I remember the first messages to each other. Me and you were like, don't touch it, it's definitely not true. And then, bam, Chloe commented on the Instagram video claiming it and with the like eyes emoji and we were like, oh my God. This has happened.
No, like, it was insane.
That was so dramatic. So yeah, I'm a bit like, oh, you know what I mean? I'm all like about not shaming women right now, right? But it's very frustrating when you show your life like this on camera, right? And we have kind of been taught to almost hate Tristan for what he's done. Mm. Like, she brought us into the situation. She's been crying. She's calling him a liar. Kim blocking him. We've all been told what he did. We're all meant to accept that Jordan doesn't deserve our respect anymore. We're doing all of this. And then all of a sudden, she's like, oh, no, actually, it's cool. We're back together. Just as a fan yeah. of the show and as becoming so invested,
like they have,
it's a bit fucked
up. We did say this before, that they have been kind of easing us into this by having Tristan on the show, having him more involved and like kind of normalizing his appearance on the show more.
I think they've been back together for ages. And I know you've been saying that. You've recalled this months ago.
Yeah. Like, I am like disappointed because I know like I'm all for the girl power and being like, don't go back there. But trying to play devil's advocate here, I'm like, maybe he has changed. I don't know. Like, I'm very much so leopard never changes his spots kind of thing. But maybe he has changed. Like, there are other people out there that have changed.
If he never cheats again for the rest of his life, I will run naked down Grafton Street. I'm telling you. That is how little I have faith in him. He's a young guy. We have to remember that too. He's in his 20s. Like,
I know.
He's young.
Feel bad for it because they've probably been spending so much time together in lockdown. He's obviously like not away with work. So it's probably all like happy fam right now. But like, it's not going to be like that forever.
It's not real. The reason I'm very skeptical as well is his pattern. It's not just what's happened with Chloe. Like, I felt that Jordan situation, his ex Jordan, I thought it was very weird that at 6 months pregnant, he was dating Chloe Kardashian. And then the other Jordan, there's always a Jordan involved. Then for the Jordan Woods situation, like, we obviously still don't know what went down. And the only thing that's ever been confirmed is that there was some sort of kiss. So we don't know how far it went or whatever.
Yeah.
But either way, I mean, how disrespectful do you have to be to kiss your girlfriend's little sister's best friend when you're all in a reality show together, when you're in a house where multiple people are there, they can see you doing it. Like, and when you think of all the ways he cheated on her while she was pregnant, do you remember in the episode when they showed it? I think it was Kendall and Kim were both like, how disrespectful to not even try to hide it. Like, he was walking into hotels with women. He wasn't even putting them in different cars or getting them in a back entrance. Like, we know how celebs do, okay? He didn't even do that. He was like, come on in, we'll walk in together. That's insane.
I know, it's insane. And like, these celebrities, like, they live such completely different lives to us. So like, they're just, you know,
do you know what would kill me though?
With so much crazy shit.
What would kill me as if I was Chloe is knowing that putting him on the show is what propelled him to this level of fame. This is the reason why he's getting all these girls now. Like, I know he was an NBA player. I get that. But 100% these girls are coming on to my clubs because he was Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend.
Yeah.
So I just don't know.
I don't know.
Like, I would love
I'd love to think that maybe he has changed. Like, there is other guys out there that you could kind of compare it to that have changed. Like, look at the likes of, like, say, Spencer Matthews. Like, he was notorious bad boy. Like, he openly admitted that he cheated on so many of his girlfriends, like, was never properly committed. And now, like, he's happily married with Vogue. He's completely changed his life.
That's true.
I suppose, like, it is different in that, like, Tristan literally cheated on Chloe. Like, it's not.
That's what I was just going to say. I would think if this was someone who cheated in the past, but the fact that he's crossed the line with her already, that's what would concern me. And you could say, oh, he's going to be different because he's the father of her child. He's also the father of Jordan's child. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, like, I just, You know, it is like a girl thing that I want her to not be with him. It's not that I'm trying to shade her. I'm actually trying to be supportive. I think she deserves so much better. Like, she deserves someone.
She's like my my fave Kardashian. Like, I think.
And it just upsets me to think that she could be. It upsets me to think she could be settling because she's so besotted with him. And I just, I would just hate for this to happen again. Like, look, if it happens again, do you know what it reminds me of? Cheryl Cole. And Ashley, he said he was going to change as well, and the stuff that went on in that marriage, like, and you know, she got back with him secretly afterwards, like, you know this, you're a Cheryl fan, like, she deserved so much better, and she kept going back, and what happened there, he did it again, so
and it was just humiliating for her, like,
humiliating. And that's what I felt like it was like for Chloe, more so when she was pregnant. The Jordan thing was just so bizarre. I didn't feel humiliated for her then. I was just like, what the hell? But when you saw the videos of him in a club kissing a girl, you know, motorboating that girl when she was literally about to go into labor, I was like,
oh my god, I forgot about the motorboating.
Yeah, this is what I mean. This is why I'm saying it's so disrespectful. Do you know, like, celebrities cheat all the time?
Yeah, the disrespect.
But, like, the neck to be sitting in a public place.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
He obviously just did not give a shit. And let's hope he does give a shit now, you know?
But, like, Lamar as well. I'm like, can she just go for someone who isn't going to cheat, like? I don't know. I don't understand that. I think she wants to have another kid. And I would say...
I think they will have another kid. I'd put so money on that, like, yeah.
I think so too. I think she'll have another kid and they'll give it a go, but I'm not too hopeful, to be honest. Like, I would love, and you know, maybe with coronavirus the world is going to change. Like, for all we know, socializing is going to be much less for the next, you know, 6-12 months maybe even. So, like, maybe they could give this a real shot if it's just them. But I remember even when I was younger, my mom used to always say to me, like, you have to be with someone in the real world, because that's why holiday romances never work. Because when you're in holiday or you're in a villa and it's one-on-one, you don't have arguments about taking the bins out or a girl flirting with you, because it's just you and, you know, it's just each other. A real relationship, you have to be able to be in reality and have girls hitting on you, or have, you know, claims of people sleeping with you, or mortgage repayments, like all the little problems that you can have in life. You have to be able to do them together. So I just don't know. I think there's a lot of people in lockdown that are getting engaged, that are getting very loved up, who maybe, you know, haven't actually had to face life together yet.
Yeah, it's literally why a lot of the Love Island couples, like, don't work out.
Yeah, because it's literally a holiday romance. They don't even have their phones.
Yeah.
And do you think Kylie and Travis are back together?
I actually don't know. Like, while there, I was like, oh, 100%. But now I'm like, actually, maybe they're not. And they're just, like, chilling.
He doesn't seem to be around that much. Like, it does seem like he's kind of just randomly around. Whereas Tristan is full on, like, just living there.
Yeah. But, like, that will quickly change. When the NBA season starts back up, like, you know, he'll be gone.
He'll be gone back to Cleveland. My predictions are she's going to move to Cleveland again. Like, if they're going to make this work, they're going
to
go back.
I don't know. I think if she was to take him back, like, she would set a lot of her own terms. And I don't think she ever liked living in Cleveland. Like, remember on the show, she always hated being away from her family and everything, and she missed, like, big events and stuff.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I just don't know, how would it work, though, if they're separated again? I think for trust and everything, she's going to need to be around him quite a lot.
Maybe he'll move team. Like, you don't know. Like, he isn't, like, completely tied to the Cavs. So maybe he'll move.
I would be shook. If he moved to LA, I would see that as, like, okay, he's making, like, a big commitment.
A big change, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what's needed. Because, you know what, the whole situation is even reminiscent of Scott and Courtney. Like, they went through things like this early on, and we all held high hopes, and that didn't work out either. So I think I'm just looking at other situations in the public eye where I've seen this kind of behaviour, and I'm just like, ugh.
Sorry, can we talk about Scott and Courtney? Like, this is all stuff that's happened in the past few weeks, and we haven't been on the podcast to talk about it.
I know. What do you think is going on?
I would love them to get back together, but I'm like, I know it won't work. I'm like, It's sad. I do think that they are kind of soulmates, but like sometimes soulmates aren't right for each other. Yeah. If you feel me.
Well, do you remember they did that episode? Where were they? They were on holiday somewhere and she like said to him.
They were in Bali.
Yeah, that we're soulmates, but like it's just not going to work. The thing is, right, I feel like Scott never actually wanted to break up. Like he always wanted to try and make it work. But he just caused so many problems.
Like he was caught getting with someone else, I think. That's what he caused their split. Well, their inevitable split. I think their he was final caught one. With that stylist.
I can't remember. Oh yeah, there was photos of him, was it?
Yeah, with like the stylist girl by a pool.
But then do you remember as well, they went on their first family holiday after they split and he brought a girl with him and everyone was like, yeah. Oh my God. Like,
and
he really
Kim
didn't
went
help
like
himself.
Crazy telling her to get out and stuff.
When she went down to the bathroom.
Oh yeah, God, that was
shook by that. I don't know. Like, I think they're going to co-parent and stuff, but the way that their relationship is, Courtney's always going to be the caretaker and always going to be worried and always going to be upset. I just don't think she deserves that
yeah,
either.
Yeah, those like, relationships aren't good.
No, and he probably feels like he needs her because he needs someone to be able to look after him, but it's going to be detrimental for her mental health. I mean, it's already detrimental for her now. She's not even, like, I don't know what's going on now, but when he first went back to rehab at the beginning of lockdown, he was still seeing Sophia, but Courtney is the one that helped him out. Courtney is the one that's been by his side. Like, even though they've broken up all this long time ago, she's still the person he relies on the most. And remember, like, there was some information leaked about his, like, meeting in the rehab center, which was obviously like terrible, but the leak was saying that he was still really hurt about Courtney, like that's why he was drinking again. So
no, I think it was more about the death of his parents.
But you remember one of the quotes, and it was, I still can't get over my ex. That was one of the sentences that was leaked from his thing. Right. And it said that the trouble had come all back up again about his parents, because he was like on his own and he was like grieving again. And then he also was like, and I still haven't got over the issues with my ex. He just called her my ex. He didn't say Courtney, but I'm presuming he means Courtney. But this is the thing. This is why I'm like, I'm looking at Tristan and Chloe, right? And I'm like, look at what's happened with Scott and Courtney. Like, you have to think about the kids and how this is going to affect them. Is it better to cut it now when True is so young and she's not going to grow up in this dysfunctional, unhappy, dark situation? Do you know what I mean? Whereas Courtney and Scott, they battled through it for years, you know, on camera, off camera, with the kids. Like, there's a part of me that believes if you just raise a kid from day one where they have two separate lives, two separate parents, it's much easier. But if you keep trying to force this family unit together and then in the end you break up, it's horrendous. Like, and then girls have daddy issues and guys have problems. Like, do you know what I mean? That's what causes all this. So sometimes I'm just looking at them and I'm like, if it's this dysfunctional so early on, like, where do you think you're going to be when you're 30 years married? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
Courtney and Scott, I don't know.
So much can change.
I do think Scott has changed hugely. And I think a lot of it's to do with the death of his parents. I think he's a different man now. And I do think Courtney gives him quite a hard time on the show at times where I think he actually doesn't deserve it, because I think he's kind of apologized. He did like fuck up their whole family. I get that, but I do think he's tried to become a better man, and I think he's trying his best, and he's struggling quite a lot, and I don't think he gets a lot of support from Courtney sometimes, at least even on the show. It just comes
I think
across as
we probably don't know, like, obviously what goes on behind closed doors. Like I'd say he did some bad stuff.
Do you remember even that episode where he smashes the mirror in Miami?
Yeah, like he was pretty out of control, like when he was at his worst of times. So yeah. I'm not surprised she would be that way.
Yeah, no, I know. I do get it. But that's why I just don't know if there's hope for them. I think too much has happened. I think there's been too much resentment, hurt, pain. I just don't know if they could be back together in a romantic way.
I know.
I think they'll probably support each other.
It's probably confusing for them as well, because so many people love them and kind of relate to their early years on Keeping Up with the Kardashians and remember them as like this really cute couple. But I think people aren't really remembering how bad it was towards the end. And people are commenting on their Instagrams being like, are you guys back together? Blah, blah. And they're probably seeing all those comments and being like, oh, like, do people want that? I'd say especially Scott.
Like, what's actually meant to be happening? What's the latest information about their relationship status?
The latest is that, like, you know, she's been bringing him on holidays. They went to Utah together, just the family. And then a thing that kind of raised some eyebrows was that Scott had liked an old photo of him and Courtney kissing on, like, some fan account, like, not too long ago.
So random when people spot this and then they create a whole story.
I know. But, yeah, like, he literally liked it. I went and checked and he had liked it.
Oh my god, shook.
So yeah, that's a bit of tea now.
Oh look, I think that's what I'm saying.
Like, maybe he's seeing these comments and being like, maybe it would be good if I got back with Courtney, but Courtney might be like, no.
I think he'd get back with Courtney in a heartbeat. I think it's her, would not. And I think in a way she's right. I think he's done too much damage. I think there's so much hurt that he's caused. I just don't know if they could ever get back to where they were before. But I do think lockdown in general has, and the pandemic has made people rethink a lot of things. Like, I remember when 9/11 happened, Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey got engaged a couple of days later and they had actually broken up. They had, like, ended things. But she said afterwards that when 9/11 happened, she realized, like, she got such a fright and she realized how much she loved him, and they got engaged and they got married. And now she always kind of says, like, looking back, and same with Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, they got married after her Malibu house burnt down because they got such a fright.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
So sometimes I think when there's a huge serious
tragedy
brings people together. You start to be like, oh my God, all that's important is love. But unfortunately, I actually don't agree with that. I think there's a lot of people you can love. I think you can have different soulmates. But if you don't work well together, or if you cause each other pain, it kind of doesn't matter how much you love each other. It's going to be detrimental to your life. So, like, you can't go down those roads. But I think with something huge like a pandemic, or, you know, all the Malibu fires, 9/11, a terrorist attack, you kind of stop for a second and go, do you know what? No, I should be with this person. You feel lonely. You feel scared. You're only remembering the good parts. And then when things start to get back to normal, everyone's like, oh, actually, sorry, you wrecked my fucking head. Like, this is not good. So I'm interested to see what happens after lockdown, just with people in general, not even just celebrities. But, like, I think there's a lot of people hooking up and getting engaged and getting puppies and, like, making all these commitments to each other. And then, like, if the virus just goes, everyone's going to be like, oh.
I'd say now, once this is all over, like, hopefully, like, 2021, that will be the year of realizing things.
Oh my God, as Kylie would say.
Yeah, and people will be like, oh, maybe this,
like,
is not
I'm
the
actually...
thing.
Like, you know, when RT does Reeling in the Ears, like, 2020 is going to be a 7-hour episode. It's
when the clock, like, strikes 12 on New Year's Eve this year, like, I'm actually going to burst out crying and be like, thank God that year is over.
You'll be, like, crying into your Prosecco. Like, will we even be at a New Year's party?
Will we? Put out the good vibes.
No, like, I'm happy to skip across 2020, to be honest. I'm like, see ya. Like, nothing good has happened except for the gossip.
I feel like we should be all allowed, like, turn back our ages.
yeah.
Like,
so
legally,
I'm
on our passports, like.
Just eradicate the year completely, like, didn't
happen. Yeah, because it's not fair. Like,
can we count it like a leap year? You know, like, do you know?
Yeah, I think we should be allowed to do that.
No, it is shocking. It's a year that we... But it's annoying because, like, I know the restrictions slightly lifted on Monday and everyone was like, wow, we'll never forget those 3 months. I'm like, lads, it's still kind of going on. Like, it's not over. Like, we're still... Actually, I finally got a hair appointment today, but it's in 19 days. I'm going to jump off, like...
Oh my God,
my building.
Stop.
I'm like...
Lads,
I'm
my
like,
hair is done. I'm delighted. Not to be rubbing it in, Ali, now, but my
you
hair is
are.
Done.
I'm just, like, thank God I'm still isolating for, like, the near future, because I would not put myself in front of any human being the way I look right now. Like, I've gray hairs at the top, then it goes into a mousy brown, then there's random bits of yellow, random bits of blonde, and then half my hair is broken because I pulled out my extensions. Like, no one deserves
to see
this.
It's a hot mess, as they
say. It's a hot. And you know what, like, I feel like everyone's getting back to the gym and starting to work out. I've, like, started doing the opposite. I ate so much shit the last 2 days because I've been like, you know what, lads? I'm still going to be here for another while. So I'm just sitting here in my own life.
I know. I keep going through those phases of being like, you know what? No, like, I don't want to, like I want to be good and try to be healthy, and then other days I'm like, fuck it, and I just eat everything.
All the food. No, there was a day the other day where I had like cereal for breakfast, a good lunch with a packet of crisps and a chocolate bar. I had spaghetti bolognese and like biscuits, and then later had a full sandwich. Why did I need a sandwich, Kendra? After having my three meals, I wasn't even hungry. You know, just sometimes you're in those moods where you're just
I was in one of those days yesterday. Yeah, where I just wanted to eat
everything.
Yeah.
So.
But like, you just have to let yourself have those days. Like, there's no point of being miserable and like sitting there being hungry. Like, you might as well just eat.
I'm not hungry though. Like, I'm just eating for the sake of it. Like, I'm definitely not hungry. But now, so let me just check my diary again. So the whole world knows when I'm getting my hair done. So yeah, I'm getting my colour done on the 18th and then a few little extensions on the 21st, right? So
that's my weekend.
Whoop, whoop. I'm actually, it's a birthday surprise. No, I'm joking. But that, imagine I was like, happy birthday, I got my hair done. But that weekend is like, that's when I'm going to eat healthy, because I'm going to be like, right, I'm going to show off my hair. But until that weekend comes, I'm going to be a sloth. So I'm just going to be eating crap, watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and shouting at the TV.
YOLO.
And on that note,
we'll leave you
this week's podcast, but it was good to have you back, Kendra. Missed your voice.
Oh, thanks. I missed this.
Oh, we'll do it again. We'll be back next week. And yeah, enjoy your week, guys.